bread in the oven. They have to not bake anything that day. And they go to the shop and live without. Right, but you can't get it out. Oh, you can't get it out without the Marad. Okay, but if you can figure out a way to get it, maybe you can get it out without the Marad. Fair enough, if you can. You can't use the Marad that day. However, after 24 hours, it's much better to use this treif maradeh. We shouldn't be entering in acher because you have no other option. We know the halacha. We haven't officially seen this in Zimin Kufafiz yet. But we all know the halacha. Then appreciate the ben yolo. If you use it, it doesn't make your food treif. But l'chachila, it's clearly this is your abundant. You're not allowed to use a treif v'sheinu ben yomo. The chiddush here is that the chiddush here, quoting from Tosfos, is that in this case, even though it would normally be usher drabanan to use a klisha eino ben yomo, in this case the gzeir doesn't apply because they weren't gozer in cases where it's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because the guy owned the oven in town, the only baker's oven in town, and the guy owned the barada. And he wouldn't be willing. It's not like nowadays where the kosher consumer has, you know, all kinds of economic clout, etc. No, the guy's not going to listen to you make a new maradeh. He's not going to listen to you to make a new maradeh every time something spills on it and it becomes treif. He's going to say, what do I care? And therefore, since you had no choice, the guy would take it out of the oven with his maradeh, and you couldn't influence him to make a new one every day or every week or month when it spills. Probably not so often. Therefore, the gzeirah d'rabbanan doesn't apply the makom she'iyah should. We find there's a few places in Shulchan Aruch that even though you have to be careful not to extend this too much to cases where Tosfos wouldn't want it extended. You know, some could erase the whole Torah and say, it's too hard. No, but where it's actually Efshar, we find a few places in the Shulchan Aruch that the iser d'rabbanan doesn't apply the makom she'iyah Efshar.
Just Mitzvah's back in the day, like, back in the day, there was only one oven in the thing, or one baker's oven.
In many towns, there was even a monopoly on baking. One of the ways the king would raise revenue, or the nobles raise revenue, is they would sell monopolies, right? So say, hey, you're the baker for the whole town, pay us, I don't know what the $1,000, I don't know what the money was then, and you're the only baker of the whole town, and he was the only baker, right? And what did you do? You would bring him bread, and he would bake it for you. And then, you're stuck. You know, it's not like nowadays where you can get Costco to sell Glatt Kosher, Home Yisrael, whatever. It was in those days. It was a tough world. So therefore, that's a big kiddush. But that's the halacha. But makom she'iyah, if it would be doraisa, then it would be a different story. Since it's drabanan, especially since it's more maybe only like an ishul chachila, therefore makom she'iyah, it's okay. So this adds, calls manchi das yom, lo mahani lo hagolav, lo klipa bit kli, lo klifa bit kli umnas. He says, don't think you can kasher it. You can't kasher it with hagwala, and you can't kasher it by whittling off a kedei klipa. Why? Because the whole thing became treif, not just the outer klipa. So therefore, taking off the outer klipa doesn't help. And why doesn't hagwala help? Because it was used for baking, not for cooking. So hagwala doesn't help. And of course, how do you kasher things used for baking? With libun. The problem is the rajas are made of wood, and you can't do libun to wood. If you do libun to wood, it just burns. And therefore, it's impossible to kasher, because maybe the guy would have listened. If all he had to do was kasher it, maybe we could have, maybe not. We could have convinced him to kasher it. But since it's not kasherable, and he's not going to get a new one every time something spills, therefore it's mutter. Okay, dafel. Paschana, here is a taka and machlokas rishonin about sifdalin. The Gemara says, we're not going to go back to the sheets now, but the Gemara has this braisa, machlokas tanoim, about if you put bread on here's your barrel of Yayin Nesech, and here is your loaf of bread, the pas. If you put bread on the barrel of Yayin Nesech, there's taka, machlokas tanaim, when the bread becomes treif or kosher from the smell of the Yayin Nesech. And we paskin lakula, that rechalav nosa, we paskin clearly like the day in the tanaim that it's mutter. However, the Gemara quotes something called Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that the machlokas, says Reish Lakish,
so this is a fermenting agent, because it has to be an agent that moves, bay with it. All the discussion was in the oven. You never see two things standing next to each other and in a room temperature and exchange.
Okay. So the Rishonim assumes that what it means is the bread was on top of the barrel, and the barrel only is open on top. So that's why all the smell goes into the bread. You see?
But is it to do with the iron? Was any two? I thought you said it was two foods.
That was just the case that happened. Correct. Any food that has a lot of smell and it's in a barrel and on top of the opening is a loaf of bread might be the same. That was just the common case.
Not to do with fermenting.
No, not at all. So Reish Lakish says that if it's paschama and kidera and chavetz, that's what should not kidera. Pas chama v'chavis psucha. If it's hot bread, which is absorbed very easily, and it's an open barrel, and the bread's on the opening, so it's an open barrel, all the smell goes in that opening and goes into the hot bread. He says lekule alma aser pas so netis, it's cold bread, and chavis stuma in a closed barrel lekule alma mutter. And the machlokas is pas chama. The chav is stuma if it's a closed barrel, but it's hot bread, or pas psomenes, the chav is psucha, then it's a machlokes tanoim, and we pass in the kula. Reish Lakish says this. So what's the machlokes rishonin? Chavos rishonin is, was Reish Lakish only saying this for the manda amarecha recha milsa? Or was he saying this even the manda amarecha lav milsa? That's machlokas. Reish Lakish has this chumrah. Reish Lakish has this chumrah. The question is, who is this chumrah according to? All tanoim. He says all tanoim agree. That's us. The question is he right? Is Reish Lakish right?
Who is he referring to?
He's referring to Yossi and Rehuda, all the tanoim. Okay, so this machlokas. Tosfos says v'kayim l'lan k'Reish Lakish. We hold like Reish Lakish. We hold like Reish Lakish that all the tanoim would aser. But the other Rishonim say no. Reish Lakish sabar v'kamilsa v'lo k'ayim l'lan k'Reish Lakish. And we don't hold like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish only said that because he don't make a milsa, so you don't have to make all the Tanarim Aser things. But we don't agree with him. We don't think all the Tanarim Aser anything. We don't think all the Tanarim Aser anything. Lamaisa, this is the big machlokas. Let's look at the Shavnar. He says, Paschama shemunach l'chavos psucha. If you have hot bread on an open barrel, shel yayinesech v'yayinesech, asura, it's aser. As the Ramah, dafki munachs k'negam gufa. Only if it's blocking the opening. If the bread is not on the opening, then why should it be usher? Because the smell dissipates into the whole room. It's only if the bread is blocking the opening. But if it's cold bread, even an open barrel, or a hot bread, and sorry, the lashon is magufa, and a closed barrel, then it is mutter. Basically, the machaber paskins. The machaber paskins like Tosfos. Le chumra on this. Let's give some names. Rashban is like, I guess, the foremost opponent. Tosfos, halacha l'maisa, the mechaber says, like Tosfos, that pas chama v'chavis psucha is usher. The Ramah agrees with him. The Gra paskins like the other Rishonim right here, if you look on the bottom, in the Pri Chadash, and you can add lots of names both sides. It's a big machlokas. Lemaisa, we are machmir, like the Machaber of the Ramah, that's the leader from the side, that, like Tosfos, that Reish Lakish is not only according to the other Shita. Right? Everyone agrees with Reish Lakish, and even if Reish Lav Milsa, this Recha is Milsa. I'll remind you if we go back to Se'if Aleph, the Ramah got a Chumra from this. What was the Chumra of the Ramah? The Chumra of the Ramah was that added the Ramah in Se'if Aleph, he says, hold on a second. If Lekule Alma, hot bread on top of an open barrel of Yainesa, Reichas Milsa Lekule Alma, why? Because there's heat and there's no room for the smell to escape. Then Hua didn't close the oven Reichas Milsa Lekule Alma, because there's heat and there's no room for the smell to escape. So added Arman in Sif Aleph that, Tandor Sosom Legamre Aser Mishon Shedome Lepaskama, because in a Tandor things are hot, Lechavis Psucha, and to an open barrel where you're blocking the openings, that means all the smell goes there and can't escape. Likewise, if you have an oven without a vent, not like modern day ovens, if you have an unvented oven and there's no room for the smell to escape and everything inside is hot, that's why, that's the mucker why the Raman Sif Aleph was Machmir on that case, because he compared it to this case. Okay, the rest of the Sif quotes another halacha of this Gemara, so add the Rambam, sorry, the Yeshomer Shein Lechalik. Here's the Yeshomer, here he quotes also the, in the rest of the Sif, it says, the Gemara says a special thing about barley bread. We don't eat barley bread nowadays. Apparently it has a special property of absorbing the smell of wine. So he says, if it was barley bread, hot barley bread, it's usher even if the barrel was closed, and the shach adds, or if the barrel was open, even if it's cold barley bread. Basically said, barley bread, even if it's hot, but a closed barrel, or open barrel, but cold, or machmer, because barley has special property of absorbing the smell of wine. Okay, I never did experiments with that, but it's not solomaisa nowadays. Pashtus, it would be the same. Ha-pashtus, it would be the same. Because here we're talking about eating, right? You're eating the bread that got the smell of the Yainessa. So for eating, pashtus, they're the same. He was mekel because the way he read the sukya, the way the Rosh read the sukya, he thought it was mochrech l'kula. No, I don't think so. I think if the Gruff thought he knew the right shot of the sugya, he knew the right shot of the sugya. No, it's not just Stam Svaris.
I hear there's very hot to make on the second
of okay, I don't know. I hear the time of certain. Now, see, from Hay through Zion, move to a different issue. Aleph through Dalet were based on the Gruff Sakim about a smell of trade food that went into kosher food, and now you want to eat the kosher food. Hey, through Zion are going to be more similar to the case of Avodah Zarah Bastiha. What about just Stam smelling treif or Isser? What about Stam smelling Isser? Not it goes into another food. Just the smell goes into your face. Right? The smell goes into your nose. What about Stam smelling things? That's like the case of Bastiha. So, it would not surprise us to see, hey, mutter lish of bifib. It is mutter to suck in with your mouth, reich yainesech, the smell of yainesech, derech nekev shebachavis, through the hole in the barrel, laid in a tov to check the quality if it's good or not. That was the case of Astiyah. We pass like rubber that it's mutter. So far, this machaber is not really surprising. Right? What do we say in Astiyah? By the way, someone reminded me, yainesech is aser ba'achila or even ba'hanah? Okay. So now here we have a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. What is the very fundamental machlokes rishonim? How about smelling isurei hanah? On the one hand, we have the sugya of bastiha. That is what daf is that in Avodah Zarah? I have it on this. On this page, Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Vav Samach Zayin. Let's call it Samach Vav. Avodah Zarah Samach Vav Amid Beis. Bastiha is mutter. It's mutter to smell this yain nesef to see what the quality is, because we hold like rubber. Recha lav milsa, right? Because recha lav milsa. On the other hand, we have all over Shas. What do you mean? Smelling Yisuri Hanah? Smelling Yisuri Hanah is getting Hanah from them, no? And the specific sugya which they, you know, it's implicit a few places. The specific sugya they discuss is Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis, if I'm not mistaken. The sugya Vered Vahadas. Here we are. Lo shana lutoris mevered behadas gamashani meiricha. If you have stores of avodah zarah, you're not allowed to shy. You're not allowed to go there. As long as why? If they have vered behadas, roses and hadassim, myrtles, which have a nice smell, and you're mashani meiricha. So what's clear in avodah zarah yud beis amid beis is that it's aser leharyach vered behadas. Shell avodah zarah. What's the lashon of the Gemara? The lashon of the Gemara is dekamis hani meirecha. You're getting hung off in the reach. You're not only getting hung off in the reach. So this is a famous sphira that all the Rishonim were bothered by. Bastia's mutter, and this case is aser. Anyone want to suggest an answer? How do you resolve this sphira? Ah, great. So Zeb is Mechana to the Ran. One answer is the Ran. Not putting it in order. Is that here? The Ikaron Asularia. Of course you're not allowed to smell and enjoy the smell of Yisrael Hanah. That's ridiculous. You're getting an off from Yisrael Hanah. What do you Rechalav Milsa? What does it mean here? Here it's Darsh Eino Miskabe. Here, you're not trying to enjoy the smell of the Ayin Nesach. You're trying to do your work and check the quality of the Ayin Nesach. You're not trying to enjoy the smell of the Ayin Nesach, since you're not enjoying the smell. Now, you are getting the smell of the Ayin Nesach, but it's only Dosh Ein L'Stavein. It's only unintentional. On it, Reichel Av Milsa. On it, it's not like eating food. Unintentionally, it's okay. But intentionally, of course, it's Asher Gehanah. So says the Ran. Even though it's a Psikresha, the famous sheet of the Ram, which we're not going to go into now, that Psikresha is Mutri Suri Hana'a, but that's for a different time.
Because flowers are meant to be smelled.
Ah, that's the answer of Tosfa of Rabbi Tam and the Rashba and others. Rabbi Tam, the Rashba. He says, it depends. Here is a Dover Ha'osoy Lauria. Hadassim and roses are made to be smelled. Well, what are they for? They're for smelling, right? If they're made to be smelled, then that's usher. Wine is not made to be smelled. Wine is made to be drunk. Right here, it's a dover she'eino asoy le'hariach. Ah, so it depends if it's made for reach or not made for reach. What? Lama zema'anyein. What's the reason for it? So there are two different explanations of what's the reason for it. That's a great question. What are the two different explanations? A, lefi tosos, the answer is, because this is kidera hanasan, kidera hanasan is aser, and this is shalom kidera hanasan. Meaning, smelling roses is kidera hanasan. Smelling wine is not kidera hanasan. That's the abnormal way to be nana from wine. The Ran says a different answer. He likes this other, but in bringing down this shot, he says a different explanation. He says, Recha is lav milso when that's not the main point, but Recha milso when that is the main point. If you remember, that came up in, this is the mukker of the, where was this? Where did we see this? The shach is about the test says, if an iser is made for reach reicha milsa, that's based on this ran. Something is made for reach reicha milsa, that's based on this ran, right? Ayin shach is about the test. The shach is about the test says, reicha milsa depends if it's made for reach or not. Okay. Anyone have any other ideas to answer the stira though between the two gemaras?
Didn't we see that smelling the wine is mazik?
That's what Tosos himself says. meaning not Rebbeinu Tam, the other Bali Tosos, he says, here your nene, and here nene me a reach. In the case of Rebbe Hanas, you get pleasure from the reach. In the case of the Tastia, obviously there's a point to what you're doing, but the smell, right? The reach is mazik to you. It's too strong of a smell to totally ingest, and it's not pleasurable. It's a little painful. Okay, so that's pashut. It's usher if you're nana. It's not usher if you're not nana.
Could you explain the shach?
The shach says that if basically what the shach says is that if I would have sort of treif hadasin in the oven with, I don't know how we can have that case, but what would be something that's made for smelling that you might cook in an oven?
Incense.
Yeah, if I would have incense in the oven with my chicken, then reichas milsa, the chicken would be treif. Because anything that's made for smelling, the reichas milsa.
According to the shach, you can make an X on everything you learn. It's all about reichas
milsa, because all the things that we cook, it would be not for reichas. No, according to the shach, that's why we said reichas lav milsa until now. Why in Sif Aleph do we pass the reichas lav milsa with the Eved? Because it wasn't made for reich.
No. According to the
shop,
you don't need all the things of the size of the oven
that
closed. According to the
shop,
if it's not for wrath, there's no problem, so all of the cooking, there shouldn't be a problem with
wrath. No, there could be exceptions. If it's not for wrath, no problem, but there might be exceptions based on this and based on that.
Meaning,
there could be more than one factor at play.
I think that's like some of like the old cities of Sachem, like Shalan, like those things are made for even Kolmar, wrath, why they might have Ila.
Yes. Except precisely. Now, the Ramban and the Rach seem to have a fourth shot. It's more implicit in the Rach, explicit in the Ramban. Is the case of Astia really smelling? What were you going to say?
I was saying there's two different levels of smelling. Like one where like you're really taking a whiff and you're like really getting it, and that constitutes a nah, whereas if just smelling it, but not...
No. I want you to say more technically. Is dastia the normal way of smelling? Look at the lashon of Shulchan Aruch.
You inhale it with your mouth.
What do you use to smell normally? Your nose. Dastia, you use your mouth. Meaning dastia, you're tasting the smell with your mouth, and that's how they used to judge quality of wine in the old days. That's not the normal way of smelling. The normal way of smelling is with your nose, not with your mouth. And that's what the Ramban says. This is... with your nose. Smelling with your nose is normal smelling. That's an Isra Hana'ah. But the case of Bastiha is tasting the smell with your mouth. Now, I know some people say, well, scientifically, the mouth and the nose, they're connected, etc., etc. But clearly, there is a difference. And he says, why is Bastiha? Bastia, you're eating the smell. You're not smelling the smell with your mouth. You're eating this with your nose. You're eating the smell with your mouth. Smelling the smell with your nose is Isra Hanah. Tasting the smell with your mouth, that's not the normal way of Hanah of smelling. That if it's milsa, then you've eaten treif. And if it's not milsa, then you haven't eaten treif. So basically, what we're saying here is that what the Ram says is that if you're trying to smell Isra Hanah, then that's a terrible Aveira. But if you're not trying to smell it, then if it's milsa, it's usher even if you weren't trying. But if it's not milsa and it's just hana'ah, you know, basically milsa turns into achila. That's also even if you're not trying. If it's just hana'ah, that's okay if you weren't trying. Rebbeinu Tam says, if it's also ilahariyah, that's a problem. If it's not also ilahariyah, it's mutter. Tosso says, no, if you're nene, that's hana'ah. If it's mazik, then it will be milsa. You can't eat trade food even if it's mazik you. But if it's not milsa, then there's no hana'ah. What's the problem? And the Rath and Ramban would say, if you're smelling with your nose, that's hana'ah, that's usher. If you're eating the smell with your mouth, that's not enough smelling. That's not a derech of smelling. That's a derech of eating. You want to know if it's usher to eat or not? That depends if it's milsa. Milsa means it's treif to eat. Lav milsa means it's not treif to eat. Those are the four answers. Yes?
Would you say the opposite of the Ramadan? If Bastia got the extra way of like smelling the wine,
that's not the way of smelling the wine for the sake of using the wine for its purpose. That's part of the job of the factory of telling the quality. That's not the way of enjoying wine. That's part of the way of processing wine. I mean, that's not what the consumer does. That's what the factory does. The factory does not hana. It's what the consumer does that's the hana.
In regards to number two, the varasa da reach, do we paskin lemaisa like the ran, don't we? Because I'm familiar with cases of other forms of sensory avodah zarah that we don't aser, like music, for example. Davar asoi, you know, for not for le'ireach, but for sound, and you're allowed to listen to it.
Not so poshut. That might have more technical issues involved. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe not that, what's the chefza, etc. But the maisa, poshut, we do poshut like the rod nonetheless. Okay, now, let's just see how we paskin. Yes, Isaac.
All right, the reason why initially the whole idea of reichla is usher in the first place is it's because it's similar to chila or bishul or...
So I think that, you're right, that's what I was just trying to say, but a little too subtle, perhaps. What I'm trying to say is, what probably most of these, at least 1, 3, and 4 are saying, is that dover she'im eskavein. So if milsa, then it's like achila, and eating is also even that was kavein. If lav milsa, then it's just like hanah, and hanah shlop is kavein is mutter according to the rhyme. So it says milsa means it's like a eating a chefza, and lav milsa means it's just in the realm of hanah.
Counterintuitive then, because you think that
achila
should be more of
no, it's more like this. Eating. If milsa, then you haven't eaten anything. Because you've eaten a lot of lav milsa. You've eaten a lot of milsa. How can it be also to eat a lot of milsa? You've eaten a nothing. Lav milsa means lo davar, not no thing, right?
But what comes out is that if you're tasting smell from your mouth, it's less like achila than if you're smelling it.
No, it's less like hanah. Here it is, aser mishum hana'a. With your nose, that's hana'a to smell with your nose. With your mouth, that's not the realm of hana'a, that's the realm of achila. In achila, it's only aser to eat a milsa, it's much to eat a lav milsa. And that's the same thing here. If milsa, it's like achila, and achila is aser even if it's bad for you. Right? Let's say I eat french fries and they're very bad for me. Even if I eat something that doesn't taste good, as long as it's barely edible, so it's still aser, right? If lav milsa, then it's just like hana'a. So that's basically what Tosafot is saying, is that what 1, 3, 4 is saying, of course it's hana'a to smell things. Just the Bastia is a unique case where it's not hana'a, either because it's not miskaving, or because it's a mazik, or because it's not going into your nose. If it would be milsa, it would be like eating iser, and that's aser across the board. But if it's not milsa, then it's not achila, and it's also not hanah. If it's not achila, not hanah, then it's mutter.
Right, another question I had is, like, I understand if smelling through your mouth is a lesser form of smelling.
Right.
But it's not a lesser form of hanah.
And maybe it is, because you don't really get the pleasure of smell when it goes into your mouth. You only get the pleasure of smell when it goes into your nose. Now, I know you have to check with scientists, but let's assume that for now. You know, I'm sure it's at least true to a certain extent in the question where you draw the line. Now, I'm going to skip a little. How did the Machaber paskin? Look at Siv Zion and tell me how he paskins. Look at Siv Zion and tell me how he paskins. Be Medayik and Siv Zion. Bisamim of Avodah Zarah, Klai Karim and Orla are usher to smell. What word are you doing Medayik in there?
Bisamim, Dafka Bisamim.
Bisamim! Bisamim are usher to smell. Things that aren't bisamim are mutter to smell. What about bread? What about barbecue? What about, you know, the Mizbeach Avodah Zarah, they're having a good barbecue. That's not bisamim. Right? What about the nice bread they bake and they give to the Avodah Zarah? That's not bisamim. What if the Yain Nesach of Avodah Zarah? The diuk is bisamim. What's the diuk? Bisamim is usher. Non-bisamim is mutter. Meaning, the Machaber... Exactly. That's, this is clear in Beis Yosef anyway, right? What does he think the chiluk is between, basically, this is the chiluk between Hay and Zion. Is Zion is Avodah Zarah Yud Beis, and Hay is Avodah Zarah Samach Vav. Says, things which are not made for smelling are mutter, things which are made for smelling are usser. That's the pshat of the Mechaber. However, the Shach takes him on. Okay, he brings Rayas, the Shach takes him on. And the Shach says he's not convinced. Right? He says, I know this what the Rashba says, and I know this what the Orchas Chaim says, and I know this what the Tosos says, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, not in the name of Tosos themselves, and I know that's what the Mordechai says, but he doesn't like it. The Shach is not impressed. Part of it has to do with the interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, anyone know this from Hilchos Sukkah? A hadas is muktzah for the mitzvah, so you have in mind to use it for the mitzvah, you can't smell it. An esrog is muktzah for the mitzvah, so you won't eat it, but you can smell it. So, what if the, what? No, I'm talking about the esrog, but it's detached, meaning it's in your shul, you bring it to shul. So, there are technical issues in smelling the esrog because of brachos, which we're not going to get into now, so the mice, we usually try to avoid it. But, so he says, obviously, from here, since an esrog is made more for eating than for smelling, therefore smelling is totally mutter, and that's a proof for Rabbeinu Tam. The Shach says, no, that's only because of mukta, because mukta depends on what you think of. Like mukta is your mukta. In your mind, you don't think of smelling an esrog, you think of eating an esrog. Again, in the old days, they used to eat esrog. I don't know what that is. You know, but that's only right. That's only in terms of what you think. If there's actually surim that are usur because of what the Torah says, then maybe it's not a raya at all. Maybe it's even a counter raya. So the Shach disagrees, and the Shach wants to be machmer on smelling even. He wants to be machmer on smelling even things that are not for smell. Basically, what I'm saying here is, if I can summarize this, it's machlokes. What about? Let's just write it here. Smelling iser hanaa she'eno asoy lehariach. An iser hanaa that's not made for smelling. Non besamim, non roses, non myrtles. You know, smelling basar b'chol of barbecue. Or Karbonis the Avodah Zarah, or Yayin Nesach, or Chametz on Pesach, These things have nice smells, right? You go to ShopRite, and they have the fresh bread they take out there. It's even not on Pesach, it's a nice smell. Kol Shekein on Pesach. So, this is not focus. According to Pshat number 2, it's Mutter, because only Usher is Usher Lariah. According to Pshat number 1, 3, and 4, it's Usher. Why? The Heter is only out this common. In a normal case, it's usher. Or the heter is only if it's mazik. If it's a nice smell, it's usher. Or the heter is only if you suck with your mouth. If you smell with your nose, it's usher. So this is a fundamental machlokes. Who takes which side of the machlokes? The machaber takes the medial side of the machlokes. And the shach and the gra here argue and take the machaber side of the machlokes. We have no right to be so much harder than time in the rashba here. Now the truth is, the shach, there's a big difference between the shach and the gra. I have an asterisk. Right? Doesn't mean the Shach used steroids. The Gra legamri rejected the Machaber. Says, not true, we're not so much on that Svara. The Shach says, I don't like the Machaber, I'll at least be Machmer in Avodah Zarah. I'll at least be Machmer in Avodah Zarah. Why was he at least Machmer in Avodah Zarah? Why was he at least not for Avodah Zarah? So this comes back to, he says, maybe the reason for Rabbeinu Tam, it has to do with whether it's Kederach HaNasan or not, so it should at least be not for Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is Asur even Shalok Kederach HaNasan. Because, well, Yidbak B'yadcha Ma'um Nacherim. So the Gra was, wanted to be totally Machmer, and at least in Avodah Zarah is Machmer. Sorry, the Shach wanted to be totally Machmer, at least in Avodah Zarah. The Gra was Machmer the Gamre against the Machaber. By the way, this is Halach L'maisa, right? If I am walking outside if I'm walking outside the bakery on Pesach, can I smell the chametz? Right? Meaning, enjoy the smell of the chametz. If I'm walking outside a place they're making bas v'chalav, okay, you have to figure out bas v'chalav d'oraisa, what the metzias is, but let's say there's some Burger King, or maybe they make cheeseburgers or bas v'chalav d'oraisa, can I smell it or not? Right? These are questions that can actually come up. Not if the Hare Krishna guy is burning incense. The Hare Krishna guy's burning incense to his idols. Avada, I can't smell it. That's Asur L'Ariach. That's the summon. That's Pasha. There's no heter to smell. If the Hindus and the Buddhists and whatever are burning incense. Okay, so some people tell you maybe this, every Avodah Zarah, you'll find someone on the internet who says, I looked into it, it's not really Avodah Zarah. They don't really believe in idols. But the simple shot in Halacha is that Avodah Zarah is really Avodah Zarah. I know, you can answer everyone up. The Hindus don't really believe in idols, and the Buddhists don't really believe in idols, and the Hare Krishna don't really believe in idols, and everyone doesn't really believe in idols. That's very nice, and maybe there's a place for legal discourse on humanity. But halacha l'maisa, We don't assume like those people. We assume that what looks like a Avodah Zarah is really a Zarah. Okay, that's... Okay, the Baha'i Garden is an interesting question. Okay, but first of all, the Baha'i Gardens are different than Mamish things they do for worship. And second of all, Baha'i is different from the religions that I mentioned previously. So, okay, the Baha'i Gardens I'm not talking about. I'm talking about Mamish people who burn incense and actually do avoda. So, Lamaisa, that's Pasha. If the guy's doing incense, you can't buy it. Sometimes on the street, there are people doing incense. I don't know exactly what they're doing it for. They're selling it. I don't know what kind. If it's for an avodah zarah, a different religion, you can't smell it. But what about regular foods, not things made for besamim? What about innocent foods? So that's a big machlokes. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. In terms of the, I wouldn't say modern day, but, you know, 100 years ago modern day poskim, the later poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan right here agrees with the Gra. And says, nope, all usher. The Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Chametz, the Ikaron agrees with the Mechaber. He says, look, Simon Kofchas, that's insane. It's not Besamim, it's Mutter. The Ikaron. But practically, he's more Machmer anyway for two reasons. Which we'll get to in a moment. Practically, he's machmer and smelling comments on Pesach. The Pesach is the biggest shiloh. Because, you know, you go outside McDonald's, no one really cares to smell the basar b'chol there, that might or might not be basar b'chol, depending on how they make their things, you know. The comments on Pesach, people do talk and enjoy standing outside the garbage bakery and smelling the comments. So, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Brass say, Poshet Aser. The Mishnah Brura, it's Zirux on the sheet, but I'll just say it outside. You can read it at home in the Bir Halacha. Tav Mem Gimel says, B'ikaron, I think it's mutter. We like the Mechaber. But, he says, it could be that bread is made for smelling. Okay, that's a chiddush, say bread is made for smelling. What's the svara? That when bakers bake bread, they have kavana, not only that people should eat the bread, but that they should put it in the front, that people should smell it, so that they'll get more customers.
They have fans in Israel with this.
And therefore, Eis Choshesh. And then he also says, and besides the fact, even if like it should be theoretically mutter, there's a different problem. You might accidentally come to eat it. So therefore, Lamaisa, he's Machber, Halacha Lamaisa, since the Aruch HaShulchan is Machber, and even the Mishnah Brura, in most cases, even though we hold like the Machaber says, it's Kedai to be Machber anyway, because you never know what's made to sell and what's not, and what if you accidentally forget it and come to eat it. Therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, we should be Machber on this, and if there's any Isuri Hana'a that have a nice smell, we should not purposely smell them. If you have to walk down the street, that's the first Shemar Pesachim. You're allowed to walk down the street. Like it doesn't ask for the street. Just have in mind to try not to smell it. You know, don't smell it purposely. But certainly purposely, you should not smell the bakery. You know, if there's a bakery on Pesach, you should try to walk as quick as possible in the direction you're going and not loiter by the bakery. Or if you have two equally equidistant routes, take the route not by the bakery. And if you have to walk by the bakery, because that's the normal, you know, otherwise you'd be too far out of your way to get to shul, then you should have in mind that you're not trying to smell it. I mean, the same for basar b'chalav, and the same for anything to do with avodah zarah.
When we say something she'eino aser le'aliyah, does that mean that even if it's a secondary...
That's exactly the Mishnah Brura's chumrah. We would have, until that Mishnah Brura, we would have thought that means primary. The Mishnah Brura is already trying to make a chumrah, you know, to say maybe we're kosher eating for secondary and what's kosher for secondary. That already
and
it gets
rid of. Can something have two primary uses?
It could be, but I would say that's rare.
Like an etrog, like where it's.
Maybe. Etrogs are funny nowadays because they were considered food in the time of Chazal, and nowadays they're barely considered food. So what are etrogs really for? The problem with nowadays, of course, is that. Although, I don't know, someone told me, I even saw a picture on the internet, that in Mediterranean countries, they, meaning European Mediterranean countries, they talk to eat esrogim. I don't know how. Either they have different esrogim than we do, or they process them first, like some people make jelly, etc. But apparently, like, they sell in fruit stores esrogim. Anyone from Greece or any place who can confirm this or deny it? Okay, someone look on the internet, like, what, you know, do they sell esrogim in the fruit stores in Greece, and how do they eat them? What?
Another question. Disney have a way of choosing smells, so like to boost sales, all different. If Kunish Dabura, if they produce the Basa Machala smell, which wasn't actually the food, but it's in that.
No, that's mutter. That's like bacon bits. You know, that's like fake shrimp. No, it might be more successful, but it's not. Right, the other thing is, Basa Machala often is not really going to be Asramana anyway.
This is Gazira Atwachila, then you could say it's.
Ah, okay, so let me go back to that in a second. Yeah.
If there's a show of Jewish breakfast at a Subway restaurant, so that you can smell the breads throughout all of the tequila, showing the boys going to that show.
Well, first of all year long.
Does
she want to avoid going to that shul during the Pesach? No, you can go to that shul if that's the, can be, you know, if they, there's reasons you want to go to that shul. Just have in mind to, not to purposely smell the Subway. You know, or, you know, I don't know. It might be, I don't know, Tsarkian. I don't want to get into any shul politics here. I don't know what I'm stepping into here, you know. No, it depends if it's Bas Bechol Doraisa or Bas Bechol Dorabana. Bas Bechol Doraisa is also bad. No. Right, but Bas Bechol Dorabana is not so bad. We'll get to it in a second.
So,
if McDonald's makes cheeseburgers, now it might depend. Is it Slee? Is it Bishol? Is it Klishon? Is it Klisheni, etc.? But it could potentially be a problem. Correct, just not with cheeseburgers.
And the Bishol is located where?
It's on the sheet that I gave out last time. Did you get the sheet?
I did not.
Okay, it's the beginning of Tafen Gimel, but you can also have a sheet. Now, who's the photographer? No, they don't specifically say which shot. It's just, do we hold like a grain of time or do we not?
Was Rabbi answered the Aaron, it was Majma, the EF shot, even though it's a specific grain shot, it's okay. Like, even if you go to a different shul, that's based on the rod, no?
So, it seems to be, but really not. Really, it's a Mefurish Gemara. Yeah, and the Maskana of the Gemara, and it's only a question of how you mefarish the Gemara, but whatever you hold, you're going to have some pirish of the Gemara. Basically, I don't want to get into that now, but basically, why in that case of the Gemara is it much even though it's a Psikresha? There's a Das Yochid in Tosos there that it's a weird Heichi Timtzu where it's not a Psikresha, which is not accepted by the Poskim. There's the Ran who says Psikresha much by Hanah, and then there's the Pshat Mashmos of the Sugya and the Rambam that there's two kinds of that there's two kinds of Yisur Hanah. It's Isra Hana B'Yadayim, which is Usr, which is always Usr. And then there's an Isra Hana B'Shevi Altaseh, and that is automatically much of that Kavana, because it's not the regular Din of Shevi Mitzkav, it's just Mafkia, the Maisa Avera. But that's not for now, and I really haven't done justice.
This is Judah's
Yashah? No, really, even after the word of yeah, so the Maisa, we try to be Machmer a little, but the Maisa. Okay, now. Let me just point out the Pesachei Tshuva here, in the last Pesachei Tshuva in the Siman, which might be some cotton hay, has a big chumrah from the Shulchan Gibor. What about, here we talk, what about the following case? What about smelling Isure, or what about smelling Macholos Asuros Shet Einon Asurin Behana? What about smelling treat foods that's not Nisur Hana? Not Chometz on Pesach, and not Basar B'chol of Do'oraisa, and not Avodah Zarah. What about smelling stam treat meat? Your neighbor makes a barbecue. Maslam, your neighbor makes a barbecue. They don't Nisur Hana. He's not barbecuing to idols. And he's not putting cheese on the barbecue. No, he's just barbecuing stam meats, treat meat, the velos of treifos, right? Or what else has nice smells? Or what about a treif bakery? Not during Pesach. So some treif bakeries bake kosher bread. Might not have hashgacha, but they use only, you know, kosher ingredients. But some treif bakeries use treif ingredients, right? And Mistama, a lot of treif bakeries, you have to assume that at least in some of their products, maybe they use treif ingredients. I don't know. So they used to bake the bread before. So, okay. What about lots of things that the goyim are baking that are treif?
Well, this question is based on the assumption that smelling is similar to eating.
I'm not sure yet. We'll get to it in a second. Okay. The Pashat Pshat in Shas. Pashat Pshat. And this is what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Emuna Shmuel. It's not just Pashat Pshat in Shas. Pashat Pshat in Shulchan Aruch. Did the Shulchan Aruch ever discuss smelling stam treif? No, he only discussed Isur Hanan, like what's there to discuss, is that it's mutter. Why? Because you're not eating it, you're just getting Hanah, you're allowed to get Hanah from stam treif foods. However, there are two diametrically opposite positions that are machmir. One is the Shilte Giborim. Says the Shilte Giborim, although this doesn't come up so much, the Shilte Giborim in Pesle Tshuva, what does he say? He says, B'dover ha'asoy leharinach, it's Aser. Why? He's basing himself on the idea that Dover Aser leharinach Recha Milsa, and Recha Milsa counts like Achila. What the Svara? The Svara is, Recha Milsa B'dover ha'asoy leharinach, and Recha Milsa counts as Achila Afilu Derech Apo. That's your nose, right? Apo's a nose. And he's clear that that counts as, first of all, if it's Asolo Riach, then Recha's Milsa. And Recha Milsa counts as eating, even if you're only smelling with your nose, that counts as eating. That's a big chumra. The good ha'ara. That's a very good ha'ara. Not sure how to answer the question. Lamaita, no one agrees with him. But he says, the davar ha'asoy le'achila is mutter, right? Because then Reiko's lav milsa. Lamaita, the biscuit should reject him, everyone rejects him.
What would be an example of that which would apply? Because
right, it would be very rare because it has to be macholos asuros. But what would be an example of that? An example of that would be what would an example of that be?
Bacon.
No, because bacon isn't asur lariach. He wants an example of what the shilte yiborim and aser.
Unless you're taking mishnah berurah.
No, what would the shilte yiborim aser? Meaning you have to have something that's not meant for eating, but it's still macholos asuros, right? So it still has to be at least somewhat edible. You would say. What is? There must be some food, something that's edible, but people also mostly use for smelling. No? No? I don't know. You're right. I admit you're right that it's not so posh even to find a hate utensil. I admit.
Unless you take Mr. Brewer's approach.
That's a different approach, though. That's the opposite approach. That's not his approach. One second. Yes. You know what it would be? Let's say you have the musk. Doesn't musk come from a gland of a treif animal? That's what the postim say. So I don't know if we have the same kind of musk that they have. What about musk? It comes from the gland of a treif animal. And it comes from a treif animal. Or does it only come from blood? What are we paskin? The postim assume musk is treif. Musk is treif and it's made for smelling. So he asks for musk. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch matters musk in. In Hilchos Brachos, it says, what bracha do you make on smelling musk? Which implies that it's mutter. Right? So we don't pass like him. The example being musk. Now, without getting into why, whether musk is what, yeah?
What's musk?
I don't know.
In Hebrew.
Anyone want to help out here? It's some secretion of some animal that's was used for smelling, it's someone. Anyone? The Rabbi Internet? Yeah, question. Mr. Internet.
Musk was a name originally given to a substance.
Musk is mushk. Chomer habashamesh v'tasiyat habasamim. Okay, so basically.
It's a cologne.
No, musk is I don't think they use musk from animals in the modern day colognes. Maybe they do, maybe they don't, I don't know. Yeah, for sure, it had like a manly smell, apparently. I don't know if we actually use musk from animals anymore nowadays. I don't know what animal's from. You know, they can get it from treif animals, you can get it from kosher animals, or it might be a treif part of the kosher animal. Okay, let's assume musk is treif. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, the two places that I put on the sheet, Simon Tafmem Gimel and Simon Reish Tes Zayin. 443 and 216 says the Mishnah Berurah. or in the beer halacha, we'll just call it the beer halacha, he says, kol fakert. Bedaber ha'asoy leharyach. It's mutter. Musk is mutter. That's his example. The Shulchan Aruch says musk is mutter. Right? That's his example. Musk is mutter. However, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah? We already said this, right? Bedaber ha'asoy le'achila aser. Why is it aser bedaber ha'asoy le'achila? Not be'ikaron, because it's aser in and of itself. Everyone knows if you smell something good, you might eat it. That's why the bakers put their bread on the ledge outside so people will smell it, they'll come by and eat it. Everyone knows if you smell something good, you want to eat it, right? You never came home and say your wife or your mother is making something really good and you wanted to eat it. Everyone knows if you smell something good, you'll eat it. And therefore, Aser, Gzeira Shema Yavo Le'ochlo. How can you hear him? He quotes it in the Chaz Yaakov quoting Rokeach. The problem is, it's not found in Shas anywhere. So it's a great question. Lemaisa, this is a Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. Even the Pesach Yuvah didn't have this Havmina. It's not a Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, it's a Chiddush of the Rokeach. This is a big Chiddush. It doesn't have a Mocher in Shas and most Rishonim. So Lemaisa, even though it's not an unreasonable Svara, but still, it's one thing to say it's a nice idea, it's another thing to say it's a din, right? So this Mishnah Berurah is not so Poshet. Because it doesn't have a strong mucker, and it doesn't, forget a strong mucker in Shas, doesn't have a strong mucker in the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't have a strong mucker in most Rishonim, and, you know, earlier Achronim. You know, it's a bit of a shittus yachid. Lemaisa, Nirlan is daiti, you know, I'm not going to judge whether the Mishnah Berurah has the right to say what he says or not. Nirlan is daiti, that his heart says it's usher, this Mishnah Berurah. It's not even the Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Bir Halacha. You know, it's hard to say it's usher, because it's not a mainstream shita found in a lot of the courts. It's hard to say someone's doing an aveira if they smell the treif meat barbecue and they enjoy the treif barbecue or the treif bread or the whatever it is. But if the bir halacha says it and it's a reasonable smara and he does have a mocker for it, then it's roi lahachmir not to smell something you might come to eat. But however, it's clear in the bir halacha that means including common sense. If your neighbor is making a barbecue 2 yards down, and you're smelling it, you're not going to come to eat it. He's not offering you his food. You're not going to knock at his door and say, can I intrude on your barbecue? You know, if I... What? No, but who barbecues bus b'chalav? I'm talking about Yisrael Chila. Going to trade me. No, going to barbecue bus b'chalav, do they? You ever see going for cheese? I never saw going barbecue. See. Because I just don't...
Afterwards, you put it on afterwards, I think.
Well, that's really a suffix, but then it might not have the same smell, you know, afterwards. Anyway, lemaisa, it's probably right lahachmir, like at the very least not to purposely try to enjoy the smell, even of regular trade food, just to stay far away from eating it. It's hard to say it's aser because of the bit of a sheepish yachid, but it would be a good chomer, but obviously taking into account circumstances, right? Meaning, what do you mean you're going to come and eat it? If it's a situation where you might come to eat it. Now, the situation where it's not something that's really shy for you to eat anyway. You know, if it's coming from through the window from someplace, you know, where you have someone's kitchen where you don't know the people, then you're not going to come to eat it. If it's coming from a store and you're outside the store, you know, then someone might say, okay, be choshesh that you don't end up eating it because it smells so good. You know, you don't want to be like Misha also. So I think you have to use your judgment in these cases. Even the Mishnah Berurah seems to take it relatively seriously. You know, it's always always hard to tell exactly. It says Mestaber Dilchachila in Laharia came and got Meicho who Yesh Locha Shem Yovel Achlo V'Dugma Lase. Even he says it like Lachila. What do you mean also Lachila? Meaning answer. You know, if you can be makir, if it's not too difficult, etc., even the Mishnah Berurah doesn't consider it Isser Gomer. What's the B'dievet? There's no B'dievet in smell. It means, like, you should try to avoid. Okay, so, the Mishnah Berurah says you should try to avoid, that's good enough for me to try to avoid. Yes?
I thought that the Isser part where you go, as he's right, and every minute stands in.
So that means you shouldn't stand there and, like, purposely, like, try to be nenef from the smell. Even if it's mutter, no, it's just treif. But still, what if you accidentally eat some treif, you know? It could be even from yid. You know, he's standing, he smells it, smells so good all of a sudden, like, he's a little less vigilant. The guy says, would you like a taste? Then he takes a taste. I don't think it'll happen to me, but it's not. I don't think anything will happen to me because I'll make zeros anyway. It's not crazy. You know, it's not impossible that could happen to someone. Okay, so that's maybe the Nishimura says, like, it's better not to. You know, using your judgment. It's not an Isser Gomer. So halakha lemaisa, in something that's not edible, we're really not choshen shilvik dvarim, something that is edible, the Mishnah says it's preferable to avoid getting into a situation where you're tempted by something and might accidentally come to eat it. Okay, so that's the halacha l'maisa about Yisurei Tfel, Yisurei Hana'a. We're machmir against the machaber. And spelling Yisurei Achila, Rav Shavura has in some cases an Isur L'chatchila, which is g'day to be machmir for, even if it's not an Isur Gomer. We just have to fill in one or two details, and then we're done with the simon. Says the, what we didn't do yet, is the Ramban Hay and the machaber and Vav, which are a little bit side points. Says the Ramban Sif Hay. Aval asher l'tom v'afishin abo. You're not allowed to taste Yain Esef even without swallowing. We remember that from which simon? You're not allowed to taste Treif even without swallowing? What? Simon Tani Kess, right? No, that was only by Safik Yisr, only, you know, the only Safi, okay. The also was Zalik Yain Esef, also not. And Zilof is, I don't think we have Zilof nowadays. We have similar things. Zilof means to, when you would take, you would take wine in those days and like sprinkle it all over the floor. That's zilof yayinesech. So he says it's also a zalif yayinesech because it is aser v'hanah. But it's mutzalif stam yena, which is mutzar v'hanah. This is controversial. Shach points out is, and we don't really do zilof of yayin anymore. But it's interesting. The Ramah here sounds like stam yena is mutzar v'hanah. Right, meaning nowadays, goyish wine, which is when you call it stam yena means two things. Not yen nesek wine, they actually pour to a budazar. Just stam wine of goy. And he means not stam wine of goy in the days of Chazal, but stam wine of goy nowadays, when it's very, you know, uncommon for goyim to actually do nisach. So here the Ramah sounds like stam yenim is mutzar b'hanah. Lemaisa, that's not how we paskin the shop your questions, if you have one question. Says if you look later on, Hof Zayinesef, we really paskin. First of all, Ramah again repeats this later on, but we paskin stam yenim is only mutzar b'hanah, you know, b'dyeved b'shasachak mokum hefsid. Like if you're stuck, then we're making one hanah of stam yenim nowadays. But l'chadchilo, you're not matin. We are not matar hanav stam yenim nowadays. The shach leaves this Ramah a little bit questioned because we're only if you're stuck. What does your stuck mean? Let's say all of a sudden the company goes bankrupt, right? In the bankruptcy court, your creditor gives you a cellar full of wine, goyish wine. So you're stuck. You lose your money, so you're allowed to sell it on eBay to goyim and recoup your losses. But l'chachila, we stay away from stam yenim nowadays, lagamrei. But that's not our main topic. Okay, and lastly, sakshel pilkulin v'zangvil shemisimu ga'akana yayinesef v'ot l'riach v'hem v'lub sam davdala asr. Two halachas. First, a cheesecloth of pepper and ginger and other, same would be for other spices, that they would soak in their barrels of yayinesef, as much of a smell. Anyone know why it's much of a smell, these spices that were soaked in the yayinesef, even though full of yayinesef? Why is it better to smell them? You're not smelling the Ayin Esef. You're smelling the spices, which are kosher. You're not smelling the Ayin Esef. Meaning, why do they put them in the Ayin Esef? To add taste to the wine, right? They didn't have spiced wine in the old days. It was very popular. But when you smell it, you're not being nene from the smell of the Ayin Esef. The Ayin Esef doesn't have a good smell. You're enjoying the smell of the besamin. So you can't eat the besamin because they have Ayin Esef in them. But you can smell them because you're only getting the smell of some of them. You're not getting the smell of the guy yet, and therefore it's okay.
How do you know that?
How do you know that? Because I would say two things. First of all, because I think with Tzias, like, it didn't really have much of a wine smell left in it. It just had a spicy smell. And also, even if it had a little wine smell, you're not miscaving for it. Basically, what he's saying is that Tam Ke'ikr doesn't make these spices usher to smell. Tom Ke'ikr makes it usher to eat. Now they were soaking in wine, it's usher to eat. But there's still much of a smell, because you're only smelling the spices, you're not smelling the wine. However, he adds, for Havdalah it's usher. Why is it usher for Havdalah? Anyone remember a rule? Pasuk in Malachi? There's a rule, Pasuk in Malachi, Akriveinu Alefecha Secha, which basically Hashem says, you're giving me these bad things for Kavanos, try and give it to your local nobleman. right? To your tachat. A tachat is some sort of rank in the Persian nobility. What it means is that something that's not good enough for us, we shouldn't give to Hashem. We saw that by the Achbar, I think. Right? So what he's saying here? Here it's treif for us, because it has a yayin, right, yayin of yayin nesef in it. So if it's treif for us, then it's bizayon to use it for a mitzvah of Abdullah. So you can smell it, but not for Abdullah. And that's the halacha ma'isa. Basically, anything that's treif, you can't use for Abdullah, because that's a bizayon, but you can smell it, as long as you're not getting hana'ah from an isra. No, and here, you're only getting hana'ah from the spices, which are...
So you make a bracha, you don't make a bracha.
You would make a bracha. That's not considered a mitzvah. It's not using it for a mitzvah, it's just a birkas hanedin. You can make a birkas hanedin. Now, there's a side machlokas here between the shach and the taz, the shach and the chudas hakesef, which is a total agav, but what if the taz medayik from here? Then he brings other rishonim into the taz, says, ah, I have a deal from here. You can't use pepper or ginger that was soaked in yayin netzach for Abdullah. But you can use regular pepper or ginger for Abdullah, which proves that you're allowed to use pepper for some of Abdullah, even though it doesn't have a sweet smell. Since it has a smell, you're allowed to use it for a song of Havdalah. That's what the Tazvah is medayik from here. The Nekuda Zakesef says no. He has a machlok is in Derech HaLimud. He says, you can't make diyukim from side points. Meaning, we're not in Behilchas Havdalah here. This is a side point of Halachas of Treif of Yainesef, of Reich HaMilsa. And he says, therefore you can't make a diyuk. What he meant was, if it's a sweet smelling thing, you can't use it for Havdalah. But he didn't mean to say these species are kosher for Abdullah. So therefore, that's machlokes. The Taz says diok, regular pepper is kosher for Abdullah. Then you could have said, you can't make that diok. Even regular pepper is not kosher for Abdullah, because it doesn't have a sweet smell. It only has a sharp smell.
But the shaft says that this is the home methodology of all shafts.
It could
all be shafts is based with diok, diok from Ephraim studying.
It could be that there's a difference between Shas and the Mechaber, or the Ramah here. But what did the Shas say? Before they get into all the Raya's back and forth, he says, Lo mash b'midi, you can't redact anything. Don't have a lo mash b'dini Abdullah. We're not talking about dini Abdullah. Mash b'dini Abdullah, song of Abdullah, usher, go yashar b'samim. Aval pelpul m'bala, v'ichin yotzigo. He meant other things when he was talking about Abdullah, but pepper mainly you can't use for Abdullah. So that's Machlokas. The Taz says you can use pepper for Abdullah based on this, because it has a smell even though it's not sweet. And the Shach says, you can't use pepper. Why? Because even though it has a smell, no one denies pepper has a smell, it's a sharp smell, not a sweet smell. Halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Brura in Simen, Reish Sadi Gimel, the Mug...
Who says that? It's sweet. Everybody in Israel uses nana. Nana is not sweet.
Okay, I shouldn't have said sweet. What should I say? I know want to help me with my vocabulary, distinguish between nana, hadasim, and other things versus pepper. Pepper clearly has a smell. Does pepper not have a smell? It clearly has a smell. So, what's the word to describe the smell of these other things, not pepper?
Pleasant, gentle,
aroma. Yeah. Okay, we have to consult someone with better vocabulary. See, we're looking to see if we've not have had a problem here. Okay, but I think, hopefully we still understand what the Shach is trying to say. Taz says anything that smells, including pepper. The Shach says, no, not pepper, only things that are, like, used to enjoy their smell, that have enjoyable smells.
Are you talking about the vegetable or talking about the spice?
The spice. The spice pepper. Basically, people enjoy the smell of banana.
It seems to me everybody uses pepper for
no, I've never seen anyone use pepper for Havdalah. From some of the pepper?
Cinnamon is the soda.
Yeah, cinnamon is very different. Anyway, the Mishnah Brura says, in Simon Reish Tadi Zion, there's a Magen Avraham there, but the Mishnah Brura says, he thinks Lamaisa, we should be machmer, he's made up by allspice, which they used to call a kind of pepper in those days, but he's machmer by pepper. So I love Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura.
Allspice smells sweet.
Okay, that's fine. No, they used to call it, in his days, they called allspice English pepper. So he says, allspice is okay, even though it's called pepper. Mm. Meaning, they didn't call it pilpil. They called it pepper. English pepper. English of pepper. He wrote this right to the word. Allspice is okay. That's a sweet smell, even though they call it pepper. But actual pepper is not okay. So Allah Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura is macher like the Shach, that we should not use pepper for Abdullah. And to the best of my, I've never seen anyone use pepper for Abdullah.
The basic thing that's used for Abdullah was used for Abdullah. It's not sweet.
Which is? Cloves?
Not sweet.
What am I going to say?
Pepper doesn't have a horrible smell.
It
doesn't have like
you wouldn't put it in your food if it smells.
No, but it doesn't have a.
It's harif. It's like
a.
A
nana is not harif.
Okay.
People can eat nana, they immediately have an allergic reaction because it's so harif.
What's the svara for the shach? Taz says whatever smells is besamim. What's the svara for the shach? Whatever smells is not necessarily besamim. I don't know. It's just to me that these other things have more pleasant smells than
pepper. Shach only said it about pilpul. He said it also about zango.
He said it about pilpul. Ginger is a very different smell than pepper.
I agree with you. The question is,
but ginger also has a little bit of a harsh smell.
No, but I think he's only saying it about pepper. Okay, someone will come up with good words. Someone will research the vocabulary and figure out how to distinguish between the different smells.
And we used to look at a lot of terms like dark for Sabin,
yeah, and for Burgundy Sabin, meaning the Shah says don't say Burgundy Sabin on pepper.
But you would say it on chai?
If you were taking it to smell. Like, if the purpose of your taking it was for smell, you'd say bari minim samim. The reason we don't say bari minim samim or other brachos on most aromatic things in our kitchen is because we're not taking them for the purpose of smelling. But if you take them for the purpose of smelling, you would say bari minim samim, but not pepper.
Let's say I have a thing of chai on the shelf and I take it to make my tea, but when I pick it up, I'm saying, let me spill it first.
Then you should make a bracha. Hashas, then you would make a bracha.
Acrid.
What?
Acrid spices are excluded. You're right. Acrid spices perhaps are excluded. The definition here is having an irritatingly strong or unpleasant smell. It's not that it's an irritating smell. It's just that it's irritatingly
strong. Okay. We will. Okay. We'll have to come back to this. I admit it's my chisaron that I don't have a good way of expressing myself. But we will go on for now. Okay, we have a few moments left. I want to at least start looking at, Aaron, are you the... At Simon Kuf test. Yup. What?
Redolence. Ambrosial.
Okay, this is Rav Lichtenstein words. These are not words for regular people. Based on one of the many famous, like, non... Tzidkus related Rav Aaron stories, you know, the real Talmidim, when they saw the cops stopping the traffic at the Levaya, were tempted to open the window and say, "Constable, is this a viable thoroughfare?" Which is the classic story that Rav Lichtenstein once did that, and the cop had no idea what he was saying and couldn't answer his question. Anyway, but that's not our matriga. Okay, Kuf Tetz Yavish B'Yavish Yisai Nisari. What is Yavish B'Yavish? So, if you look at Simon Kuf Tes, Chaticha she'enu rilis kabish, and it's arva ba'acheros min b'mina yavish b'yavish, if a chaticha that's not rilis kabish, like one meatball or a small piece of meat or a small piece of something else, you know, that was mixed with other pieces that are the same type, yavish b'yavish, what does yavish b'yavish mean? So the Ramah takes pains to tell you. It doesn't mean dry versus moist. Right, yavish and lach don't mean dry and moist, or even dry and wet. It means hainu she'eno nivlo, but it's only be atmos, so it's arvei makiro. Yavish v'yavish means it's not mixed, the tastes don't mix. It's just jumbled together and you don't know which is which. That's called yavish. Right? Lach means that it's mixed, the tastes mixed together. Right? For example, if you have one bottle of treif wine and two bottles of kosher wine, and you don't know which bottle is which, the labels come off you, that's called yavish v'yavish. It doesn't matter whether they're liquid or solid. It matters whether they join together their tastes or each one is totally separate. You just lost track of which is which.
Example, which is that the Ramah is simply yipshalah. By definition, that's what your vaish is, and that's what lach is. I don't always try to say.
You're like drinking certain soups or wine. You taste initially one thing, and then afterwards that taste has hints of something else that you can clearly distinguish. So would that be considered yavish b'yavish? Because You can clearly taste the different taste at different points in time, even though it's liquid.
It's fused.
Okay, I'm not following. Let me just try to start again.
What did the Ramah think you would have made this?
The Ramah thought you would say, if you had moist things, that wasn't called Yavish. That Yavish said you would be drunk, like a cracker. He thought that for some reason, somehow being shown, a cracker is Yavish, but like a nice piece of herring, that's not Yavish. Look how juicy it is. It's a strange. Anyway, what do we mean by this? What we mean is that Harubis Lach, the Lach means that the taste of the Isser goes into the Heter. Like if I... Okay, the taste or the juice, right?
The thing itself, the goof of the Isser and the goof of the Heter, are now one.
That's what I mean, yes. Like, for example, let me just give you an example. The example is, if I mix two liquids mixing, right? If I pour kosher orange juice and trade orange juice into the same vat, it's obviously lach lach. Or more common example is an iser cooked with heter. If an iser is cooked with heter, an iser is cooked with heter, let's say ham falls into my cholent and I take it out, there's still a tarovis there because the juice of the ham went in and added taste to my cholent.
Two different things. Because first was talking about the example that you say it's Yavish B'Yavish. We're still at Yavish B'Yavish. Now there's another thing you have to deal with the Lach B'Lach. The thing didn't change. It's two things. It's still this Yavish.
Correct. So let me just add it. Yavish B'Yavish means that each item is intact. There's no transfer from Isser to Heter, just how do you have to turn with Yavish, but it's jumbled and you don't know which piece is which.
That's what we discussed in previous tests. At first you have to deal with...
Correct. What Zev is reminding us of, very, very importantly, is that Isser cooked with Heter and removed. Is that if you have, for example, right, if you have chicken soup with one kosher piece of chicken and one treif piece of chicken and two kosher pieces, then you have the chumros of of lach and yavish. Why? Because the whole thing got the taste of the treif chicken, and the pieces are jumbled, and you don't know which is which anymore, right? So I would say even better, of lach the lach on the whole soup, and yavish the yavish on the chicken. What do I mean by that? If the chicken is more than a 60th, then the treif chicken tom went to the whole soup is treif. Even if there's no tom in the whole soup, then I still have three pieces of chicken. They're jumbled, and I have to treat them as harovis, yavish, b'yavish. Okay, now, what are the main differences between yavish, b'yavish, and lach b'lach? The main difference is shir bittel. There are two main differences. One chumra, one kula. The chumra of lach b'lach is that you have bittel b'shishim, as opposed to yavish b'yavish, when the mechaber says chad betray batel, you bittel berov. What's the svara? It's an obvious svara. Why do you eat shishim for lach b'lach and only rov for yavish b'yavish? Yeah, lach b'lach. There's taste. You have shishim, or else you're gonna be able to taste it. Bittel b'yavish. There's no transfer of taste. You mix together a barrel of apples.
No apple tastes like any other apple. They each retain their integrity, right? You mix together two cans of something. Not you pour them together. The cans are closed. Two closed cans. 100 closed cans mixed, or 10 closed bottles mixed, or steak, you know, still wrapped in the plastic shrink wrap from the freezer mixed, right? Or even...
You still don't be Toyamisa.
What? Hold your horses. Lemaisa, there's no Messina's time, right? The time of one state didn't go into the other state. So what's the rule? The rule is Rove. I'll get to that in a second. The other Chumra is that, here, Dabar Chashuv, Eino Batel Afilu Be'elef. Remember how the Mechaber started out. Chatich She'eino Rulis Kam. Dabar Chashuv, Yavish B'Yavish, everything's trif. While, Ta'am of a Dabar Chashuv is Bakal B'Shishim. Right? Let's say a chatich rilis kavid of steak falls into my vegetable soup. The time of that steak is batel b'shishim. I'll take the steak and throw it in the garbage. Right? If it's just the time of the dabar chashuv, that's batel.
Let's say the dabar chashuv itself, let's say a very expensive thing of wine falls into
Once it falls in, it's not a dabar chashuv anymore. Because it's already mixed into something else, have to be dabar chashuv. Mm-hmm. Right? So even like a very chashuv bottle of wine, once I open it, even before I pour it, it's not chashuv anymore. Once I open it, it's not chashuv anymore. okay, now let's get back to, I know Shmuley still has the $64,000 question, right? Now, let me just point out, by the way, before we go on, this is actually Machlokes Rishonim. Do you need Shishim or Rov for Yavish V'Yavish? There are three Rishonim holding in Shishim. The Rambam, if anyone remembers very well some of the things we learned in earlier Shimonim, they'll be able to figure out why. The Ravid and Rashi. Here, it's Taka Machlokas. What's the Machlokas?
So is this to do with the Rashi Ba, that Shiur?
Yes, remember, because the Rambam called Shishim was not a Shiur in taste, it was a Shiur in just bit Otsa Mi'uto in smallness, so then he would apply it across the board. They say 60. All the other Rishonim say Rov, and we Paskin like the other Rishonim. So we Paskin Bittel Rov. Again, don't use bad examples. A lot of people, when they're trying to illustrate your Dea, they use bad examples. They say, do you know there's Bittel Rov in pieces that are not cooked together? Like, if you have three steaks, and one is treif and two are kosher, they're all mutter? That's a bad example. Steak is Chatzim Rilis Kavit. I mean, if you're Spartan, it's a raw steak, it's okay. But for Ashkenazim, right, that's a bad example. Steak is really scabby. That's why whenever I use this, I always say meatballs. If you have three meatballs and one is cooked, trained into a kosher, then it's buckled. Because meatballs aren't really scabby, right? One meatball is not kosher. So that's why you have to be careful what your examples are. You can use raisins if you want. But you can't use steaks. What?
Peppers?
What? What?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers are, I don't know, hamburgers are borderline. Yeah, sure, a hot dog, at least a poshet hot dog, maybe.
Really
hot dogs, yeah, sure. Okay, now, we paskin bits of Barov. Now, here is the biggest chakira ever. What is the biggest chakira ever? The answer to Shmuley's question. Shmuley says, half your bits of Barov. Meaning, stop me if I'm repeating what you're saying wrong. It's okay if I add, as long as it's really what you meant on a deeper level, right? I understand why Bittel B'Shishim doesn't apply to Yavish B'Yavish. Shishim is an estimate of when the taste spreads and you can taste it, and here it doesn't do with taste. But how can it be both world? How can I eat these three meatballs if one of them is treif? Forget about the taste of treif. I'm for sure eating treif, right? How does this work?
Let me ask the question on the whole din of the Torah about what happened.
What was your question?
If there's still a din in term, so you're still going to have term with Issa, because it's still, you're eating Issa, so you're going to eat...
Okay, so I'm still eating term with Issa. Okay, so...
Even if there is Bittel.
What?
Even if there is Bittel.
Okay, good question. What is the Svara of this idea of Bittel Barov? Is a fundamental Chakira. What's the Svara of this Bittel Barov?
How can you kill somebody on the road? I mean, I understand. It's the basic
thing
in the Torah.
Aha. So what do you mean, kill somebody on the roof? Meaning,
how do you do that?
If
13 judges say chayiv and 10 judges say potter, or if, I mean, again, you get into Roman Chazaka, I'm really not trying to get there, I'm just going to illustrate it. Let's say someone is hits his father, wounds his father. So we kill him. How do we know he's his father? Maybe his mother ended up there. That happens in real life, right? Meaning, I'm sure if you go around and you really don't know, you'd see that some people, it wasn't really their father. So how can we kill someone? The answer is, rogue people, their father is their mother's husband, right? We kill people based on rogue. I know sometimes we don't, right? So here's a fundamental machlokas. What's the fundamental machlokas? It's between, I'm going to call it Tosos Rid, or maybe Rashba, you'll see.
Right? The Ulai Rashba. You'll see what I mean for that in a second.
He says, why? Why can you eat this? Aren't doing it at the time of Isser? So he says, no. When I eat a meatball, what's the odds that it's treif? I eat one of these meatballs. What's the odds that it's treif? 33%, right? What's the odds it's kosher? 67%. Right, rounded. So, it's probably kosher. That's called the rule of ro. Whatever's probably okay is mutter. Right? Isn't that a rule? Right? If I check the chicken, how do I know maybe it had a hole in the lungs? No one checked the lungs. Right? In America, for sure, no one checks the lungs. How do I know? The answer is it probably doesn't. Right? Ro and sweetness speak to lung contain. Right? If someone checks and I don't know who they are, can I eat it? The Gemara says, we say yes for a different reason. The Gemara says yes. Why? Because most people who chef are qualified. Meaning, there's a rule of statistics, of odds. If the odds are 51% in your favor, it's mutter. Now, I know that doesn't sound, it doesn't go over well with Bnei Torah who are Bali Musar. They don't like this rule of the Chumash. They say, what do you mean? There's something 49% chance that it could be traced, then I can eat it. Can't be, and that's why nowadays there are hashtachas which don't rely on that rule. But that's the halacha, whether we like it or not. Right? The halacha is the halacha. Just because we think we know better than God doesn't mean that it's not true. The halacha is, if it's 51% likely to be mutter, and you can't find out, you can't call someone and ask, right? It's a real suffix, then it's mutter. Right? Certainly if it's 67% likely to be mutter, it's mutter. That's a real rule. What do we call that rule? He says, correct, he says that that's called Azlinan Basar Ruba. Meaning, I'll say in English, the odds are that this meatball is mutter. So I can eat a meatball because the odds are it's mutter. And you can eat another meatball because the odds are it's mutter. And you can eat another meatball because the odds are it's mutter. Let's take an easy example. I eat one meatball and you eat one meatball and Isaac eats one meatball. I say the odds are I've eaten kosher. You say the odds are you've eaten kosher. You say the odds are he's eaten kosher. Again, the Eidah Haredes will tell us what you can take a 33% chance on being the time of your nefesh. Okay, that's very nice, but I'll be halacha. You know, it could be I'll be mutter, that's true. But I'll be halacha, it's mutter. You think I'll be halacha, we shouldn't rely on the world?
I'm trying to understand this whole kisha. The Torah and the whole world is being called the Torah, and every single part of our life is based on robes. So what do you want? I'm not aware of the robe. I really don't understand the whole kisha.
Okay.
The whole world works. Okay. Every single thing in life works on robes.
You mean
Torah says apostle?
You understand the halacha, you just don't understand the Eidah Haredes. Okay. I don't work for them. This is a very serious question. I mean,
if that's the thing, you can't try anybody.
Okay.
You can't have trials. Can't have any law.
So that's the question of Musser. It could be the Alp Musser when it comes to trial and law. So you go by rules. So that's a matter of objective standards of society. When it comes to your personal hadhagos in bin Adam, lachaveiro bin Amlamakom, you might want to be more macher than the halacha out of Musser. Okay? I'm not getting into Musser. You know what? I made a mistake. Forget Musser. Right?
For our purposes, forget Mussar, everyone knows that al pirov it's kosher. Everyone knows that if someone checks at a chicken and the odds are 51% that it's kosher, then it's kosher, right?
According to this far, then someone was eating all three meatballs after the first meatball that needed to stop.
Says the Tosos Rid, oh, here I'm going to use a slightly different example and not going to get to it yet. Says the Tosos Rid, however, if one guy eats all three meatballs, he had a better example. His meatballs were one to Schilev. Why is it a better example? Just the more nafkuminas. If one guy eats all three meatballs, he has to bring a carbon chatas. Didn't this is already so? What are you talking about? He ate treif, right? He has to bring a carbon chatas. So, and a chanami. According to this approach, it only works if you eat one meatball, right? If you eat three meatballs, you did a vadai there, you bring a carbon chatas. Two meatballs, let's come back to it. That's one approach. However, who's famous for the other approach? The Rush. Thank you. Says the Rush. What does he say? He says, not Azlina Basaruva, but Bittel Berov. What do I mean by that? There's two different halachas of Rov. For the Pasuk Achriyar Mahathas, we learn two totally different halachas. If you ask, how can we learn two halachas from one Pasuk? Then I will tell you, look at Rav Chaim in the stencil, and he has a very, very beautiful explanation. But the, this, what does Bittel Berov mean? Bittel Berov means Achetza takes the identity of the Rov. It has nothing to do with odds. For example, Tarobis Lach V'Lach is all about Bittel V'Rov. What if I have 60 ounces of kosher orange juice and I pour in 1 ounce of lard, right, or treif oil, right? Then it's mutter. Why? Every cup I drink has some of the treif in it. The answer is because the Tarobis took on the identity of the majority. This is a din in the... I don't want to sound too brisker, but it's a bit of a gabra chepta. Azlina basaruva means when I'm doing my action, if it's likely to be mutter, it's mutter. Although I love that. Here it means the chepta takes on the identity of the rove. It's a rule of changing cheptas. A chepta that has two ingredients becomes the rove ingredient. And that's what does he say? He says, Nepach ha'iser leheter. The iser turns into heter. Why? Because a chepta turns into the identity of the rove. That's a rule. Chetz is changing identity. So you see how these are two totally different approaches. The Tosos Rid and maybe Rosh for versus the Rush. The Tosos Rid says nothing changes. Each piece is what it was. But we follow the odds. And the Rush says it's not about following odds. The odds are 100% that it's all mutter. Because it all changed to be the identity of the majority. Let me just point out. One more second. What are the odds that it's mutter? Odds that each meatball is mutter. The Tosfos Rid says 67%. The Rosh says 100%. It's by definition mutter. It used to be usser and it changed to be mutter. You never heard of things changing? Things change all the time in halacha. We do various things that make things change. One of the things that makes things change is bittel. Beh is bittol beh rov.
And assuming, notwithstanding the Isra of Lechatzchila, which we say is Darabanan, this would be totally fine to do Lechatzchila on a Daraita level?
If not for bittol Isra Lechatzchila, perhaps. By the way, notice, according to the Rosh, Yavish B'Yavish is more similar to Lach B'Lach. Meaning, the Chetzas combine and become a new Chetza. According to the Tosfos Rid, this is not the lach b'lach about mixing cheftas.
Right.
This is about figuring out statistically what each chefta is.
I don't understand the Rosh in context of like Kam Vatel and...
That is a great question, which is we might expect the Rosh to then say, and Kam Vatel is no chozer veneer, because Isser turns into heter. He knows we might expect him to say that, because he feels it necessary to conclude, but chozer veneer. And therefore, what you have to say in the Rush is, you see it's a good svara because he knew you would have that hapamina. He doesn't say someplace else goes over there. He says, but, and what's the svara? He says, if the chetza changes, but the chetza can change back. The chetza changes temporarily as long as this is the, it's funny, like having a chetza, you have to say, like, there's sort of an underlying physical identity, and then there's a practical halachic identity, and the underlying physical identity is doesn't change, only the practical identity changes, and therefore when you add to the physical identity, you can change the practical identity. But I like your svara, just
The rest tells us, okay, we're going to have to come back to this because I said I would end at 5:30. I just want to point out what's the most obvious nafkamina, Isaac. The most obvious nafkamina is, can I eat all three meatballs? Can I put three meatballs on a plate and eat them? According to the Rid, chas v'shalom. According to the Rush, of course, feel free. Because they're all mutter now. Not that you're not allowed to. He says, and if you do, you're chayav chatas. Midoraisa chayav chatas. That's why I picked the Tosus Rid, even though he's not in the Beis Yosef, and not in the Ramah, not in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Nosek Halim, because everyone else says, well, you shouldn't, but they don't say why you shouldn't, and when you shouldn't, and how much you shouldn't, and Doraisa, and Rabbanan, you shouldn't. The Rid is...
No, if I asked the third piece and told you I'd eaten the first two, you would have told me no.